This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There's a really interesting conversation among the country music world right now of who bands never want to go on after.
Yeah, what artist just says, nope, if this person's opening for me, I do not want to be the one to follow them because they're just that good.
The overwhelming response when someone said there's no way I want to go on after this performer, the overwhelming answer was Chris Stapleton. Mm-hmm. If you've ever seen Chris Stapleton live, you understand 100% why nobody's like, I'm not going on after that. No way.
Yeah. Some people picked Eric Church, Brothers Osborne. I witnessed it years ago when Clint Black and Wynonna Judd did a tour, and it only lasted 1 year. And I believe it's because Wynonna outshone him.
So she opened up for Clint Black.
Yes. It was the Black and Y tour. It was...
Oh, that's a cool name.
It was a great name. And I love them both very, very much. I'm a huge fan of Clint Black. But you can't follow Wynonna. It's like following Jelly Roll. You just can't do it because it's so explosive and so big and so much that you're just like, how do you top that?
It's funny that you brought up Jelly Roll because when I was thinking about bands that I've seen, artists that I've seen that have been outshone by their opening act, I thought last Stagecoach when Jelly Roll went on before Eric Church, which is ludicrous to me because A, I am a massive Eric Church fan. Mm-hmm. B, because, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen, with the exception of Bruce Springsteen, and this is a huge compliment, I don't think I've ever seen a better live performer than Eric Church. I think it's a technicality in this case because he pulled that curveball at Stagecoach last year and did the big gospel show and that nobody knew about. Even Stagecoach didn't know about it. And I think that's probably the reason why he was clearly out performed by Jelly Roll that night.
Had Eric Church done his regular Eric Church show, we wouldn't be discussing that. But
exactly
because
right.
It was so different and so subdued, that's why it was hard to follow Jelly Roll. A lot of people pick Cody Johnson. They do not want to go on after Cody Johnson.
It's funny because Cody Johnson said, I will never go on after Brothers Osborne.
Yeah.
In fact, the quote was, I would not in any capacity want to follow Brothers Osborne live on stage. And Brothers Osborne said, we don't want to follow Cody Johnson on stage.
Yes.
So apparently that tour is never going to happen. Have you ever been to a concert where you're biased because you're 90% of the time you're there to see the headliner?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you don't think clearly, like, wow, he was not as, or she was not, or they were not as good as the opening act. But
yeah.
I'm trying to think of any other instance I've seen. I can't really think of anyone right now because I'm also as biased. Like, but there's a legendary story in the country music world about Rascal Flatts. Here he comes again, firing Eric Church from their tour. Eric Church was an up-and-comer and was opening and would destroy Rascal Flatts every night because those two styles are so different.
Yeah, way different shows.
You know, so they fired Eric Church and, legendary story, hired this new up-and-coming solo female act named Taylor Swift to open up for them. And we all know how that worked out.
Yeah, sure. But at the time, that made sense. And at the time, those styles would have been much more appropriate together.
Have you ever been to a concert where the opening act outshone the headliner? 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Country stars were recently asked what country artists they never wanted to follow because they didn't think they could live up to it. They're just too good.
The overwhelming answer was Chris Stapleton, 833-287-1037.
Deanna in Lakeside, what concert were you at where it seemed that the opening act totally outshined the headliner?
It was Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan.
So that was when Jason was just getting started, or was Luke Bryan opening for Jason?
Yeah. No, Jason was opening for Luke Bryan.
And so his show outshone Luke Bryan's show.
What specifically made you feel that way?
I don't remember. I love them both, and I still do to this day, but I thought Jason he was I don't know. He's just better.
You know, when Jason first came out, too, he really had some real rockin' songs. When you think of, like, Johnny Cash and all that stuff, it's like, I could see why that would have happened, especially because Luke at that time was kind of, there was a lot of ballads in there.
Thank you, Deanna. Take care.
A great show, though. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Leanna in Lakeside, how about you? What show did you go to where the opening act was like, whoa, so much better than the headliner?
Well, I believe they were co-headliners, but at Country Fest, I was there for Chris Young 100%. But I have to say, I really, really enjoyed Russell Dickerson and couldn't stop talking about him the entire next day.
That was a great example.
But poor Chris Young that
yeah.
night.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. And he's one of my favorites. I love him, but I didn't think I was going to enjoy Russell Dickerson as much as I did, but he was amazing.
Chris Young had a horrible back issue. He couldn't stand.
Right.
Could barely talk. I can't believe he even did this show. We thought for sure, Tim, he was going to cancel.
Yeah, like, but he didn't. But he did put on a good show. But you're right, Russell, even if Chris was at full bore, I mean, Russell climbed the scaffolding for crying out loud.
In the rain. I mean, what are you doing, man? You're going to kill yourself.
It was amazing.
It was a great show. All right. Hopefully you entered at KSON.com to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach, and we'll call your name at 8:05. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.